Programming for The Rebus Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Rebus Show, Homeownership Heard from the Experts, live from Fishbowl Radio Network at Globe Life Park, Arlington, Texas, the American Dream City. And welcome, everyone. My name is Leticia Gallegos. I'm president and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. And I'm so happy to have our guest here today. Our guest today is Mindy Cochran with Arlington, Texas Housing. Welcome to the show, Mindy.
Thanks for having me.
We're so excited to have you here because you have really vital information. And it's not a secret by this time that we're going through a pandemic, through a crisis in the world. And so today is May 12th. Normally, I wouldn't say the date on our show because we do have it also on podcast for our listeners. But it's true. We're in a crisis. We have a lot of citizens in our area that are in crises. So our job is to bring them information they can use, Mindy. So that's why you're here. I'm so glad you're here. So let's start off by I'm going to tell you a little bit about Mindy. She's been with the city of Arlington for a total of 13 years. And in her current role, she's executive director of housing since 2017. So that's a lot of responsibility, Mindy.
It is. It keeps us busy.
It keeps you busy, right. So what, tell us, you've got so much going on at Arlington Housing. And our listeners, if you are listening, call a friend. Let them know that we're on live because we have some really, really good information that you can use if you're renting especially. This show is about homeownership. But before you get to homeownership and before you can prepare for homeownership, there's no other choice but to rent at this time, you know, before as you prepare for homeownership. And we don't talk a lot about rental on this show. Because our goal is to help prepare for homeownership.
Sure.
But in this time, we have to because there's a need. So let us know, Mindy, start off by telling us what you've got going on at Arlington Housing.
Sure. So Arlington Housing is a little bit unique and a little bit different than some housing authorities because we are part of the city. We are the housing department for the city of Arlington. So I'm the executive director of the housing authority, but I'm also a city employee. So we're very connected with all the other city departments and all working very closely together to help our citizens with this pandemic. On a broader scale, the housing authority is mostly known for a Section 8 or Housing Choice Voucher program. It's not public housing. Arlington actually doesn't have public housing. A lot of our surrounding communities do, but Arlington does not. So all of the rental assistance that comes through our Housing Choice Voucher comes in the form of a voucher, and families pay 30% of their income towards their rent, and we pay the difference. So those that have a lot of income but can't quite make it, we may only be assisting them with $50 or $60 of their rent each month. But those that have very low income, especially sometimes our elderly and our disabled families, we're paying a more substantial part of their rent, and single moms as well. So now, this pandemic, it doesn't have boundaries. It doesn't stay in Fort Worth. It doesn't stay in lower income communities. It doesn't have boundaries. So there's a huge need all the way across the city and across all of our communities. Mm-hmm. So we are right now preparing to roll out a variety of different rental assistance programs from a variety of different sources, both state and federal. Some of the funding programs come directly to the housing authority as an entity, and we administer them directly. Others come through the city of Arlington's grants department, and we administer a lot of those dollars on their behalf because it's what we do all day, every day, is administer rental assistance.
Okay.
So there's HUD has made a lot of money available through its regular entitlement programs, meaning cities of certain sizes automatically get an allocation of funding like the Home Investment Partnership Program, the Community Development Block Grant, and Emergency Solutions Grants. So HUD has expanded the dollar amounts that they're providing so that we can respond better to this pandemic.
Awesome. Okay, so let's get started by, tell me about eviction prevention, because, you know, there's a lot of people that have lost their jobs. You know, you have certain criteria. You have, tell us first about your website, because we want everybody to know where to go for the help. And we're going to repeat it along the way.
Absolutely. Right?
And then tell us about eviction prevention, because we know there's a moratorium. We know that. But give us some more specifics. So let's start with your website.
Sure. Our website is arlingtonhousing.us. It's really simple to remember, arlingtonhousing.us. And what I'd like to point out, on that website, there's a big blue button that says Arlington Cares. And if your listeners will click that link, if they need rental assistance, they can provide us some basic information, your name, your address, your email. When did you last pay your rent? Are you current on your utilities? What other resources might you need? Do you need utility assistance? Are you having a hard time finding food for your family? What about transportation to go pick up meals that might be available through the school district, but you don't have access to get there? Mm-hmm. If you'll fill out that information, we'll respond to you and provide you with all those resources. And then we'll also keep your information handy so that when all of these rental assistance programs start rolling out, we can send you information about them immediately as soon as they're available. And a lot of those programs have eviction prevention components. We do have a housing and homeless services program that is, we run it mostly year round. So it's sometimes eviction prevention is available on a year round basis. There's never anywhere near the need that we have right now, though. Those dollars come from the state. We did get an extra allocation of those funds from the state. We should have those under contract here pretty quickly. We'll also be using some of our community development block grant dollars for eviction prevention, as well as some of our emergency solutions grant and home investment partnership dollars. So it depends on the income levels and the needs for assistance and those types of things to decide which pot of money that the help will come from. But the easy part for your listeners is just to click that blue button that says Arlington Cares and provide us with some basic information. And on the back end, we'll kind of filter through to see what dollars will best suit the needs that that family has.
Okay. Well, Mindy, I have to say that you just told us about a lot of money, a lot of block grants. Now, what, I'm not going to tell you how much money. I'm not going to ask you how much money, but I am going to ask you, will it even put a dent in the need? I mean, is it going to be substantial? I mean,
It's definitely substantial. We'll be putting several million dollars into rental assistance in addition to the about 30 some odd million that we provide on an annual basis every year in the city of Arlington. So it's going to really make a difference.
Yes.
Our hope is that if we can provide a bridge to that time frame when families can either start getting their unemployment so they can start paying their rent on their own, or until they get reemployed and are back at work. That's what we'd like to be able to do for families. So
that is awesome. That is really, really great. All right. Well, when we come back from break, let's take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk more about the funds that are available. And then we'll also talk about the HUD Envision Center. There's a question in your website that people can answer in a little survey kind
sure,
of thing.
Sure, I'd love
right?
to.
Oh, all right, awesome. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Room on lock the way we rock it, so don't stop. I can
magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't be control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop that.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
You're listening to The Reba Show, Homeownership, Hear It From The Experts, live from Fishbowl Radio Network at Globe Life Park, Arlington, Texas, the American Dream City. My name is Leticia Gallegos, CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. Co-hosting with me today
is Sal Villalobos.
Welcome, Sal. And our special guest today is Mindy Cochran with Arlington Housing. And Mindy oversees the programs and services provided through the Arlington Housing Authority and other related initiatives. And she serves as a staff liaison also to the Arlington Housing Finance Corporation. That's one of her duties amongst many more, right, Mindy? Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
All right. So before the break, we were talking about the funds that are available for eviction prevention and other needs that the community has at this time. We talked about the devastation that we have during this pandemic. So tell us more, Mindy, about other funding that you have available.
Sure. As part of the allocation of federal dollars, mostly coming from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, the city's allocated some funds for some of our nonprofits. We need those nonprofit networks to be sustainable. If they're feeding seniors, we need them, especially during this time, to continue feeding seniors. If they're helping with transportation, we need them to continue to be doing that. So there has been already some funds allocated to several nonprofits, including Meals on Wheels, 60 or Better, the Center for Transforming Lives, Arlington Charities, and several others. There also is a grant application process that they're going through right now that the city is going through with community development block grant dollars. And they'll be having those applications due back by May 22nd. So if there's nonprofits that serve the low-income community providing these basic and essential needs during this time that are interested in that, that's on the city's website under the Office of Strategic Initiatives. And so it's pretty easy to find those out there. And all the nonprofits that generally apply for federal funds through Arlington have already been notified. So it won't come to us as a surprise to them.
Okay.
And there's an additional allocation of emergency solution grant dollars. And those really are targeted for to our homeless. And that's a very, very vulnerable population right now. So one of the things that we'd like to do with some of those dollars is a program called Rapid Rehousing. And so what we'll do is we'll work with our area shelters, and they'll do a targeted, not an outreach, but an inreach, looking into their shelters to find those families that are going to be successful on their own. But because of this pandemic, they've lost their employment, and instead of living in their car, they're living in a shelter. And they might have health risks that makes them more vulnerable to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And so living in a congregate setting is probably one of the worst places they can be right now. Mm-hmm. So we can rapidly rehouse those families and get them out of a congregate setting into an independent residence, an apartment or a home, so that they don't have that high risk element as part of the problem that we're all facing today.
Is this an ongoing program, or is this, it's a new initiative?
So this is targeted right now because of COVID-19. We do have rapid rehousing on an ongoing basis, but we're targeting right now those that are at more significant health risk because of the virus.
So what is a family starts living in one of these shelters? How soon are they identified? How soon can they be placed into one of these homes?
That's a tough question, and it really depends on the family. If you have a family that had been working full-time, at a restaurant, say, and the restaurant's closed, and so they have left their home, they can't pay their rent, they're no longer living there, and now they're in the shelter. The odds of that family being able to go back to a job, it'll happen sometime, we just don't know when. Okay. Other families face more significant problems, those that are individuals that have severe substance abuse or other severe chronic health challenges. Those might take longer. So it really is going to vary on a case-by-case basis.
Are you providing financial literacy programs before they go into these homes?
That's a great question. So we're planning to partner with the Center for Transforming Lives for this rapid rehousing. So the Housing Authority will do what we do best. We pay rent. We're really good at that. We do it all day long. And the Center for Transforming Lives, they serve really two different populations. One is really a more of a coaching. So like I said, a family that was working, they were independent, they could manage their household. They're going to work with them for probably 3 to 6 months, and they're going to they'll have found their lifeline and they'll be good. They'll be on their own. And others they may work with for a year or more that really need significant financial coaching, life coaching. Families or individuals that haven't been able to manage their household to pay their bills on time, to keep their house in a decent, safe, sanitary condition. And they're going to need a little bit more counseling.
That's
so there's
great.
A variety.
That's fantastic.
All right. So that brings up another question, Mindy. What about rental assistance for extended stay hotels? You know, we have a lot of people that use extended stay hotels as their residence.
We do. And it's a touchy situation. And if anybody is living in an extended stay hotel and have been told they have to leave by the apartment complex managers, I would encourage them to reach out to Legal Aid of Northwest Texas. In some cases, and in many cases, they can be considered a tenant of that hotel, and they have tenant rights just like anybody else that's renting an apartment or a home. So they would fall under the same eviction moratorium rules and state eviction moratorium rules that anybody else would. And so they do have rights, and oftentimes they don't know about that. So Legal Aid of Northwest Texas is a fantastic resource. So I highly encourage reaching out to them.
Are there
them.
Any government agencies that they can also reach out to, or is it just Legal Aid?
There may be, but Legal Aid is our sort of our go-to referral. Okay. They're very responsive. They've got a lot of information on their website as well.
Fantastic.
So along those lines, we're reaching out to anybody in Arlington that's had an eviction filed since the moratorium went into place on March 27th. We're scrubbing the county court's records and sending correspondence to each and every one of them to make sure that they're mm-hmm. aware of their tenants' rights. So we're also working closely with the Apartment Association of Tarrant County to provide public service announcements to both tenants and landlords. We want to make sure everybody has all the right information Our Apartment Association of Tarrant County is encouraging landlords to work with their tenants. They want to pay their rent. They just might not be able to right now, but they've applied for unemployment and they've applied for their stimulus checks. So if they can work with them and give them some time, it'll be a win-win for the tenant and the landlord. So in addition to our Arlington Cares link for our tenants, we also have a link for landlords, and the Apartment Association of Tarrant County can provide that. As a matter of fact, I think they've pushed it out to their entire membership. And what that does, it lets a landlord go online and complete basic information, the owner name, the owner address, the property manager if they're working with one, upload a copy of their W-9. So if their tenant applies for rental assistance, we've already got their information. It doesn't obligate them to participate in the program because they might not like the terms of the program, but it gives them a quicker way to get their funding should they opt to participate in any of the rental assistance programs that we'll have. So that'll take some of the red tape out of getting these federal dollars out to the landlords, because we do make those rental assistance payments directly to landlords on behalf of tenants, not through the tenant.
All right. Okay. So we're listening to Mindy Cochran with some great information about housing, Arlington Housing. So there's a lot to cover, because I know that you have a lot of information. So keep going. I'm not going to interrupt you.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure that, because you don't have only Arlington listeners, that you've got Tarrant County and Fort Worth listeners as well. And most of the resources that I've mentioned are also available through those communities.
Thank you for bringing that up. The city of
Fort Worth is a very large city. It's much larger than Arlington. It actually gets some federal funding that is in response to this pandemic that even Arlington doesn't receive because we're a smaller city. So counties, states, and cities all have a variety of different resources. I would encourage people to apply within their city, because you can spend a lot of time applying for money in other cities that you're not going to be eligible for. So I think that's really important to do.
Very good point.
Then cities and counties as well also have a lot of information available. Arlington has done a phenomenal job, especially through social media, getting information out about all the resources that are available, any of the rules that are either coming into play or being taken away, what our community is doing in response. And one of my favorite things is just so many wonderful acts of kindness that people are doing. Between Joanne's Fabrics, donating fabric, and people making masks, so many different organizations. We just took 600 homemade masks into our office that were donated that we're going to distribute to nonprofits and social service agencies. We've had a community member make face shields using a 3D printer. So the dental offices and medical offices that serve the low-income community have access to that personal protective equipment that they need so much. So that's
some good news.
Yeah, it is some great news.
In this sea of so much bad news, that is really, really good news.
Well, Mission Arlington is such an icon in Arlington, and the community has just had an outpouring of help, from food to furniture to clothing to volunteers to Mission Arlington. And it's just truly been a blessing for them. And of course, they're always a blessing to our community.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So any other program that you can think of right now that, so again, let's repeat the website.
Sure. It's arlingtonhousing.us. And the Arlington Cares button is right there for anybody that thinks that they might need some either rental assistance or other assistance, and we'll be happy to follow up with you there.
Now, let's say that somebody's listening and they're not in Arlington and they do reach out to your office. Would you direct them to somebody in a different agency, or?
We do. We've got links in our office for the local communities, Tarrant County, Fort Worth, that are pushing out programs just like we are. They're rolling out as if the funding comes to us and gets through City Council. So we do have links to those application processes. And United Way is always a great resource. You can dial 211 from anywhere, and they've got just a tremendous amount of resources. They also have those resources on their website, and you can search by zip code specific to get those specific resources that you need.
That's a question I had earlier. I was thinking about, so when they dial 211, is there any reference to the Arlington Housing information?
If they're asking for rental assistance, they'd probably get directed pretty quickly to Arlington Housing.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take another break. And when we come back from break, we're going to dig deep into the reason the census is so important going forward. Right, Mindy?
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll catch you on the other side of the break.
We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. I got a fast car, most days it don't stop, but that paint shines just like new. And I got dumb friends, man, I love them, cause there ain't a thing for me they wouldn't do. We always talk about how we'll get out, but really we're happy just hanging around. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. Oh. We got a mansion, it's made of apartments, and you can find me in 23A. We climb to the rooftop, forget what we don't got. Yeah, we wouldn't have it any other way. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamonds. Hanging around. Money can buy you a kingdom of things, but you can't put a price tag on these diamond dreams. We own these streets like we're royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. We own these streets like royalty, with empty pockets and worn out jeans. Living our lives like we're kings and queens, we're running wild on these diamond dreams. Oh.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
Hello, you're listening to The Reba Show, Homeownership, Hear It from the Experts, live from Fishbowl Radio Network at Globe Life Park, Arlington, Texas, the American Dream City. My name is Leticia Gallegos, President and CEO of the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association. My co-host today is
Sal Villalobos.
Thank you, Sal,
Community Outreach Director.
Yes, sir. And our guest today is Mindy Cochran. And Mindy Cochran she's with the Arlington Housing Authority. Actually, she's the Executive Director of Housing since 2017 with Arlington Housing. Thank you for being here, Mindy, again.
Thanks for having me.
And if our listeners want to call in, what number can they call in?
Yes, if you'd like to join our conversation, if you're just now tuning in, you have missed out big time.
Let me tell you.
But if you'd like to join the conversation, if you've been listening and have a question, please call us. We'd love to hear your question and answer it if possible. The number is 214-431-5032. We ask you to please call in with your questions. This is important information, and if you have a question, don't be shy about calling in. So, Mindy, we've talked a lot about eviction prevention, the funds that are available to assist with rental payments, and so many other things. There's, I'm sure you're very proud of the fact that Arlington has been designated one of the Envision Centers by HUD, the Housing and Urban Development. So tell us about that.
Sure. Arlington applied about 2 years ago to become part of the Envision Center network in the United States. And that's really a kind of a initiative that came from Secretary Carson. And his belief, and I think our belief, is that people can't be brought out of poverty just through rental assistance or just because they have a job, that it really takes four different pillars. And those are character and leadership, health and wellness, economic empowerment, and educational advancement. And we all need a little bit of help in different areas, so it's not necessarily all areas. It's really whatever somebody's needs are, whatever that family's needs are. And so we applied to be an Envision Center, and back in, gosh, it seems like ages ago, and it was just a few months ago, HUD came to visit Arlington, and we were designated the newest Envision Center.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be office out of the Housing Authority offices at 501 West Sanford. We're currently closed, like most offices are, but we will be open soon.
So you're closed, but you're doing all this work.
We are.
I mean, it's. I was listening. I'm like, they must be open. But then I looked at your website, and you're like, temporary closed. But you're not closed.
We're closed, but our staff is still working. Right. All of our staff are working, and we're just being very creative. We're going high-tech, and we're going low-tech. And I'll give you a couple of examples. We are doing unit inspections using FaceTime.
Oh.
So to keep the tenants and our inspectors safer from having too much contact with each other. And then on the low-tech side, we put an old-fashioned Dropbox in our lobby so people can come just drop off their paperwork where they might have otherwise come in for an appointment to meet with their caseworker. So it's been kind of an evolution, and I know that most businesses are going through the same thing. But with the Envision Center, people can still get information about the Envision Center. The Arlington Cares blue button, one of the last questions on that survey is, are you interested in learning more about the Envision Center? And if they are, then we'll send them an application. And you don't really have to apply. It's more of an enrollment form to let us know who you are and what you want to do and what your needs are and how we can help you achieve those goals. So we're very excited to be kicking that off out of our office.
What if you're just a helpful resident, a family member, a neighbor, a friend, and you know somebody's in need, but they may be too proud to do so? Can you act on their behalf and not enroll them, but at least try to get them information or help?
Absolutely. And one of the things that our program can really use, as it's brand new and we're really building it now, is people that want to work with people and walk that journey with them and help them through that process. Because it can sometimes be intimidating. You know, if you've been in the same job for a really, really long time, it's really intimidating to get back into that environment of applying for a job, because you don't do a resume on parchment paper anymore. So much is online. And if you haven't been in that market for a long time, it's a little intimidating.
Right.
So it'd be great to have somebody that wants to be a mentor to a friend or a neighbor, or just reach out to us and we can give you more information and you can use that to maybe convince your friend or neighbor to participate in the Envision Center. We'd love to have them be a part.
That's good that you're outreaching that way.
So does that mean you're going to designate an office just for as an Envision Center?
We'll have it out of our office, actually. Mm-hmm. We have we applied for and are receiving funding for a part-time staff person mm-hmm. to help manage that Envision Center and work on that outreach. We'll have UT Arlington School of Social Work interns this summer helping to work with us. And we've got so many partners. We don't do everything ourselves, mm-hmm. whether it's Center for Transforming Lives or Arlington Urban Ministries or the city's Parks Department. There's lots of partners that can help with these four pillars that are part of the Envision Center. So we're really blessed in our community and as a city to have departments and nonprofits and faith-based communities that all want to help lift people up.
Exactly. And you and I have talked that we will
get together and talk.
We will.
And see how Reba can participate with that and help out.
It. Wow, you read my mind.
Absolutely. We're looking for ways to help, and we're consistent, and we're preparing, because my belief, Mindy, is that right now we're in a turmoil. Everything is so uncertain. But I believe that months and years to come, it's going to be more certain, if it ever is really certain, where we are and where we pick up from there. And I think that the help of a nonprofit as ours, with preparation and education, will be in more need at that time. We're not serving meals and doing all this at this time, but we're definitely preparing for what comes next.
Absolutely. I think there's going to be a lot of families that need some coaching, and like I said, somebody to walk beside them and mm-hmm. help them navigate the new normal. And we mm-hmm. don't even know what that's going to look like yet.
Exactly. So that's why this show exists, because we knew even when things were normal, we knew that there had to be another way to reach more people. And so as I was telling you earlier, it's been our 1 year anniversary here just last month. So we're really excited about it.
And y'all do focus on homeownership. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the city of Arlington does have two programs to help homeowners. Not everybody's in that market right now, but if you are, the city does have the Arlington Homebuyer Assistance Program, as well as a mortgage credit certificate program. So again, information is available on the city's website at arlingtontx.gov. or the Housing Authority at arlingtonhousing.us.
Absolutely. And I'm a realtor, of course, and Sal's a lender. Loan officer.
Yes.
You don't like to be called a lender? Okay.
No,
loan, I'm just kidding. Loan officer. Loan originator.
Nader, you're right.
And I know that through the years, I've been a realtor for 15 years, and helping people get into homes using the Arlington Assistance Program and others has just been unbelievable. I have a client that bought a new build with Arlington Housing Assistance. He called me, and we keep in contact, but he called me and said he wanted to move on up. And so that was really great. He says that in the time since then, it's been about 10 years, he's gotten like 6 promotions.
Wow.
And so he no longer qualifies for assistance.
but he probably doesn't need it.
But he doesn't need it. But he needed it at that time to get him. And those are the success stories. Those are the testimonies that keep us going, right, Sal?
That's exactly
we
it.
We hear it every day. We witness it every day. And that's why we do what we do. Because those stories, and you, I'm sure, Mindy, you hear them all the time as well.
We do.
And it's very, very rewarding.
It's great when you can bring somebody from a challenged situation and you bring them to the next milestone. And then not only is that milestone for them, but for their family, so they see that they can grow from there as well. So it encompasses, it's like a ripple effect.
It is.
Yeah.
So a quick question.
Sure.
There's so many federal funds available for different programs. How about home? And you have the mortgage certificate. You have the other funds. How about somebody that may be in need of repair of their home, can't qualify for it? It's becoming an eyesore. And not only that, but it's a health or safety issue at that point.
Absolutely.
Are there funds?
There are. We operate a housing rehabilitation program out of our office. We operate this year round. This is not new because of this pandemic. Mm-hmm. We've done it more focused because of the pandemic, and we're focusing right now on emergency repairs. And I kid you not, as I was walking out of my office, two of the guys were walking out. They had their truck keys in their hand, and I said, "What's up?" And they said, "We got two people with an emergency repair need for their air conditioning system. It's out, and it's about to get hot." So we can go mm-hmm. out there and spend federal grant dollars to make emergency repairs for something that's a life or safety issue in somebody's home. And air conditioning, as we all know, and the Texas heat, is absolutely a life safety issue.
Oh, yes.
So yeah, absolutely.
It could be a broken window. It could be an elderly person's home where the carpet has become a trip hazard. And we would do that through our regular housing rehab program. So right now, though, we're focusing on emergency repairs because of the pandemic. So.
Is Marissa still working that?
Marissa is still working with our housing rehab program. She is an icon. She's been there for many, many years, and she's great at what she does, and she works great with our clients. So.
And I'm Marissa's realtor.
Oh, there
I got her into her home many years ago.
That's wonderful.
So how are these federal dollars allocated to this community and other communities?
That's a great question. They're actually allocated based on population size and the community needs. And all that is driven from our census. And as you guys know, we are in the midst.
Yes,
of
let's talk about the census.
It's really important. This is this is the time, and it doesn't happen very often, but this is the time where everybody counts. And
what is it, every 10 years?
Every 10 years. And it's so important that everybody is counted. And there's no question about immigration. There's no question about legal status on the census. We need to count everybody because the results of that census drive the federal dollars that go to each of our communities. And so all these programs that I've been talking about, the vast majority of them are federally funded, and they come to the city of Arlington or Tarrant County or the city of Fort Worth or whatever community is because of the data that comes from the census. So it's critically important that people take that census.
So if you're a parent and you have school-age children and you're at a later time saying, I want these programs for my children or our schools or our public libraries, but you didn't complete the census tract here, next time you're eligible to do that, your kids are out of school.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's very important.
It doesn't happen very often. Not at all. So yeah, it's critical. I would really encourage everybody to do that. We're doing a lot of outreach. The city of Arlington does a substantial amount of outreach into neighborhoods across the city to make sure that everybody is aware of the census, the importance of the census. And they've had a committee up and running for over a year now working on that very thing.
Absolutely. And so, they've extended the deadline for the census.
They have. It's good. You can still take the census survey all the way through October now.
Yeah, October 31, they extended it.
So what if you lost your envelope with your census information? Can you still go online and apply?
You can. Still do it online.
Yeah.
Sure can.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't, after all this is the social distancing is done, they'll be come knocking on your door anyway, right?
They will.
So if you don't want them come knocking on your door, then you probably should go online and just do it.
Absolutely.
Right, do it now. I challenge you to do it now, you listeners. So we're almost out of time, and I wanted to ask you, Mindy, on a personal basis, okay? What does home ownership mean to you personally?
The first thing that comes to mind is family. Just thinking back through my childhood, I was a military brat, if you will. So we moved a lot, but we always bought a home. My mom and dad always bought a home. Might have been an itty bitty little home, but we always bought a home. And that was just the foundation of our family. It made me feel grounded. It made me feel rooted. My oldest son just bought his first home.
Oh.
And so to me, that means family, and that means grandchildren, if you're listening, Stephen.
Like right away.
It absolutely means family to me. And on a business level, it is the best way to build personal wealth is through home ownership. And I absolutely believe that. So.
Absolutely. That's really great. And it's interesting, we asked the question to all of our guests, and it boils down, and it's different, a little different every time, but it boils down to the foundation. And it's important that our listeners believe that it is possible. With the Envision Center helping out in preparation, because that's another tool of preparation. I'm so excited about that program. I'm really, really excited about that. Because what you said earlier about poverty. Let's talk about poverty a little bit. Tell me what you think, because you and I have had conversations.
Sure.
And so there's a cycle.
There's absolutely a cycle. And to so many families, the possibility of getting out of that cycle is just not on their horizon. They're not thinking about it. They've always relied on government assistance. Mom's always relied on government assistance. Grandma's always, that's the world. That's all they know. And so to have somebody show them a different future that's possible, and it takes small steps. We don't go from poverty to home ownership. Mm-hmm. We go from poverty to independence, to being able to manage our money, to making strides in savings and understanding how to manage our money.
And sacrifices.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. sacrifices. Making those really good choices with our money. When we mm-hmm. get our stimulus checks, what do we do with it? Make good choices with that money. Mm-hmm. Those are all really important. Those are just steps towards homeownership. So,
yeah.
Preparation, like you said.
Absolutely.
Preparation.
So even if you're considering in the next 3 or 4 years, still talk to a real estate professional that
absolutely.
Can at least give you, or
agencies,
a nonprofit agencies.
Yeah, yeah. Agencies.
Housing
and especially
agencies right. and other nonprofits. Right. Yeah, there's many out there.
Yeah, let us give you the opportunity to create a roadmap and then check in once in a while to make sure that you're still on that road
on
to,
that path.
So here at the Reba Show, we inform and we serve. We bring information about home ownership. Whether you're looking to, you're preparing for home ownership or sustaining the home you already have, this information will help with financial preparation as well. Our hope is that you listeners will engage with us here on the Reba Show and become a loyal fan of this show. And so again, Mindy, thank you so much for being with us today. We had a great conversation. You brought some great information that will help a lot of people.
Thanks for having me.
Great. Thank you so much for making time to be with us. As far as for any professionals that are listening, the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association will have a webinar in place of our luncheon. We normally have a luncheon. That's part of our mission every month, to educate the professionals with information they can carry on to their clients and educate their clients. But because of this situation, we are not able to come together. So
Physically. Virtually,
and
we
so
are.
Virtually, we're having a webinar on the 21 of May, Thursday. That's mm-hmm. next week.
Right.
That's next week, the 21st. And we'll be having experts come on about the economy and housing and the economy. And we'll also have an expert from the Communities Foundation of Texas bringing us more census information and why it's so important. So this is really, really great. So we are the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, a registered 501c3 nonprofit. We've been streaming live on Facebook. You can see a replay of the video on the Reba Show Facebook page, and you can also watch it on our YouTube channel. So please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, at Reba Show.
How do you spell Reba?
H-R-E-B-A. Reba. This episode is also available as a podcast. You can learn more about the topics we have planned for upcoming shows on our website, rebaconnect.org, and click on Reba Show. If you'd like to make a donation, we don't say no to donations. We encourage donations. And we can you can do that on our website as well, rebaconnect.org. If you have a specific question, you can email us, rebashow@rebaconnect.org. So again, my name is Leticia Gallegos, co-hosting with me,
Salvador Villalobos.
Thank you for being here, Sam.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lasagna.
So thank you for listening. Have a great afternoon, everyone.
See you next week.